I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The FT.
The FT Arts Podcast is brought to you by Vacheron Constantin.
This is the latest in the series, The Life of a Song, and I'm David Cheel. This week, Mac the Knife. At the heart of the story of Mac the Knife is a great irony. A song about a cold-blooded serial murderer written by a Marxist playwright and a left-wing composer for a musical that aimed to lay bare the hypocrisies of bourgeois morality went on to become a huge commercial success globally, and especially in the US. It was even used in a 1980s advertising campaign for McDonald's hamburgers, Mac Tonight. Bertolt Brecht and Kurt Weill's The Threepenny Opera, which was based on John Gay's The Beggar's Opera of 1728, opened in Berlin in 1928. Brecht and Weill's work sets the action in Victorian London, where the villain, Mac Heath, goes about his dastardly business. With only a few days to go before the show opened at Theatre am Schiffbauerdamm, featuring Weill's wife Lottie Lenier as Jenny Diver, the production's egotistical star Harold Paulson, playing Mac Heath, insisted that he be given a grand introduction. So Brecht and Weill quickly wrote a scene-setting Moritat murder ballad with barrel organ accompaniment, bigging up the dreadful deeds of Mackie Messer, Mac the Knife. Audiences were slow to respond to a show that was neither opera nor musical, but a new jazz-influenced amalgam. However, the Threepenny Opera eventually caught on and was performed more than 400 times in the next 2 years. The rise of Hitler forced Brecht and Weill into exile. In 1938, Weill was identified as a composer of degenerate music in the Dusseldorf exhibition that followed the previous year's show of degenerate art. After the Second World War, the Threepenny Opera crossed the Atlantic, running in 1952 at Brandeis University, Massachusetts, conducted by Leonard Bernstein, with lyrics translated into English by Mark Blitzstein, before opening off-Broadway in 1954, featuring Lottie Lenier again. In its passage to the US, something happened to Mac the Knife. Whereas the German-language original has a dirge-like quality, in the US it became the jaunty tale of a roguish gangster. It was Louis Armstrong who pushed Mac the Knife into the jazz repertoire in 1955, having been encouraged to cover it by a Columbia Records executive, and he established the template for versions that followed.
With his teeth dear, scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves though, where's Mackie dear? So there's not a trace.
Some of Mackie's deeds were omitted. The original Mac the Knife tells of a woman being raped by Mackie while asleep. Nevertheless, Blitzstein's translated lyric is brilliantly vivid. Scarlet billows start to spread. The word dear, and later babe, was added to help the lyrics to scan. Armstrong also ad-libbed a mention of Lottie Lenier to the song's roll call of victims, and her name has stuck ever since. In 1959, Bobby Darin took the song by the scruff of the neck and turned it into the swing classic widely known today. Unlike the Brecht-Weill original, which remains in the same key throughout, Darin's version changes key, chromatically, no fewer than 5 times, ratcheting up the tension.
Oh, the line forms on the right, babe.
By now the song had become a standard, open to all comers including Frank Sinatra and Peggy Lee. Ella Fitzgerald and Duke Ellington recorded a blistering version at the Jazz à Juan Festival in 1966. As well as scatting sensationally, Fitzgerald trumps Darin with 11 key changes. Notable German language versions, meanwhile, were performed by Lotte Lenyer herself back in the 1930s, and more recently by Ute Lemper, whose sinister reading features a cascade of rolled Germanic R's. Und ein Greis in der Menge, meck ihm es her, den man nicht fragt und der nicht weiß. Nick Cave recorded a memorably chilling version. He sings in English but references the song's German roots with his Umpah arrangement. But a real flavour of the song's origins can be found in G.W. Pabst's 1931 film of the Threepenny Opera, available on YouTube. As Mackie skulks among the crowds, our singer-narrator, using a kind of flip chart of Mackie's crimes, intones the song with deadpan dread to the mournful scraping accompaniment of the barrel organ. Here, Mackie is no caricature gangster, but a very nasty piece of work.
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.